in order to get it.
The need to talk about war and peace certainly preceded 9/11 and certainly first Gulf War. It's been going on as long as we've been around. One time when I've been aware of the need to address childhood fears, the understandings about it, was when we were so worried, particularly in the early 80s, about the advent of nuclear war. And you can go back 30 years before that, and the kids who grew up in the 50s with duck and cover and hide under your desk to protect you from nuclear war. There's been so many generations that grew up with that. Are the techniques you're talking about, the procedures, the way of dealing with and talking with kids about this kind of things, does it apply to all fields of stress, or should it be differently if you're talking about the threat of nuclear war?
It's interesting that there was a lot of research in the 80s about nuclear war and children's fears of nuclear war. One of the interesting findings from that research was that children who felt that it was likely that there would be nuclear war, if they also felt like they had some strategies to do something about it, didn't feel the despair. It's those who kind of thought it might happen but didn't have any tools and had never talked to anyone about it who were more fearful. So I think, again, giving kids tools is very important. Now, I've applied a lot of this also to natural disasters and to Katrina and to earthquakes and so on, that the same kinds of things occur. If children and parents are traumatized at the same time, first of all, parents need to get themselves under control and need to find support and need to feel like they're having their needs met. Someone needs to be there with the child to provide support. What they found in a number of studies in different places, especially war zones, is that peacemakers can come out of those settings if the child feels that there is a good, strong attachment figure there for them, that they feel that they've got support and security from somewhere, and that that person is modeling peaceful ways of solving problems, and that the child then is enabled to enact some of those methods. That is how you can take a child who is in a terrible situation and still get a peacemaker coming out of it. I think that really gives us some real hope. Have a strong attachment figure. If the parents are not available or are too traumatized, there can be someone else there who can fill that role to be a support to the child and to model and allow the child to practice peacemaking methods, and you'll have a different outcome. Now, it's interesting that nuclear war has kind of gone off of the screen. We obviously don't have that threat anymore. We don't have that threat in our minds anymore. It's still there, but it's not going to be impacting children in the same way that it did in the 80s, and many children were very distracted by that. Hopefully, we are building this sense that we do have things that we can do. We still need to be building those, that empowerment in our children so that they can deal with whatever the threat is that we're facing at that moment.